Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. According to the EPA, indoor air could be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, it could be 100 times more polluted. According to the 2020 Census report, nearly half of the population, almost 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone and air pollution. I know we are here in Los Angeles. It's so bad you can literally see the pollution with your naked eye. New data from the World Health Organization, or also known as WHO, shows that 9 out of 10 people breathe air that exceeds the WHO population limits, or WHO, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world each year. We take about 20,000 breaths per day, and that's almost 3 gallons of possible polluted air. Airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. So what's the solution? Well, we're happy to introduce an air purifier that captures the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses an ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. Allergens can vary in size, but the average pollen size is about 25 microns. Air Doctor virtually removes 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns in size. Their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630-plus square foot room 4 times per hour. Air Doctor features whisper jet fans that are 30% quieter than fans around an ordinary air purifier. Air Doctor comes with no questions asked, 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Lakita Tanksley, better known as That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. Angel. That Chick Angel. And I'm joined by my ever so amused, so genteel, so wonderful, so humorous, magnificent, magnificent, my husband and co-host, the man of my dreams, the man of the hour, the man who is helping me raise my sons. Tell him who you are, baby. Yes, take it in.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument. Hey, fam. If this is your first time tuning in, go tell somebody else to tune in, because I don't know what took you so long to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tune in every week, tell somebody else to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because we do this every goddamn week. It's a podcast. We talk about relationships. We talk about current events, family, love, hate.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Love and happiness. We talk about parenting, family, and just trying to life as
things
adults
that, make you do
that are in
right.
Their big fours.
They hit a nerve right there.
Oh, I know.
Love make you do wrong. Hey, as well.
You see how I don't complain when he sings?
That's because you like singing. I'm going to get to why I hate people singing. I'm going to tell you here in a second. But before I get to that, we got our media family. Those are the people in our Patreon, all right? All y'all family. But we got the media family right here in Patreon. They're watching us film this live. We talk to them about 5 minutes before we start recording the stuff that you're seeing right now. And we talk to them about 5 minutes after when we say cut. They get all the stuff that we can't put out there.
Come
that
on.
I say during the episode that's cut out. Because they're watching this live right now. Their comments are coming in. We talking to them. They talking trash to me. They complimenting Angel's outfit. You can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Yeah.
And sign up for the low of $5 a month.
And we also have some other lovely people joining us, and they are our sponsors. Y'all got to hear about Air Purifier earlier, and you'll learn more about our other sponsors, which are HelloFresh and BetterHelp. They are sponsoring today's episode. And let me tell you about these sponsors and your relationship with these sponsors. We told you about Air Purifier, which is Air Doctor. So if you were looking to get an air purifier, we're saying just use our promo code and get it from these people, right? Because one, you're going to get it for cheaper. And two, you help make sure we keep these lights on, that we are able to pay our producer, okay, who helps us put together this podcast and edit it. So we thank our sponsors, and we thank you for being here. You had something you wanted to say before we go into
these people.
Oh, you know what? No. Don't go into it.
Why?
Don't go into it. Because we are going to do, we're going to do our regular segment first. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do a segment we haven't done in a while.
Okay.
So our regular segment for today is Tanksley Pride. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't watched Tanksley Pride, it is a segment that we do on our four boys. We have a 13-year-old, 8-year-old twins, and a 3-year-old. Also, if you all want to see more of them and get to know them, please watch our family vlogs that are on our YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. And there's also content over on Tanksley TV that sometimes they pop up in. But Tanksley Pride is where we share a story about them. It's actually motivated by How Married Are You, which is a podcast with Belief and Yvette Henry, where they have a segment called Chocolate Babies, and they talk about their four kids because they're a family of six as well. Mm. So let's start with you, or do you want to start with me?
I'll start.
Go ahead.
I got two things. First one is worked out, did an actual workout, like in the gym with my oldest son yesterday for the very first time. I've worked out with him because I used to coach his track team, so we've done little workouts. I've had him doing, like, push-ups and stuff, but never, like, anything with weights. But I don't know, it was surreal having him. And I was trying to take, because I've worked out at that age. I remember working out at that age, maybe a little bit older, and, like, you know, working out and first starting off and doing stuff and then not realizing that you're actually overworking, especially muscles that you never work.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember I was telling him one time, I was working out. I was probably a little older than him. Went to the gym. Anyway, we're going on vacation the next week, Florida. I was doing curls. My arms were locked in this position the entire, and it was excruciatingly painful.
Like, I believe it.
Horribly painful. Could not straighten my arms out of 90 degrees because I didn't know what I was doing. I was overworking, wasn't stretching enough. So I was trying to prevent him, especially he got a track meet coming up, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to prevent him from, you know, doing too much or whatever. So, but Angel asked him, you know, which workout was harder. He said this one, the mine was a little easier, but they were doing full body.
We did a Tabata workout, which was like a HIIT workout as well. So
yeah, but where we were just focused on certain areas, like I didn't work his legs because, like I said, he got track practice today. He got me tomorrow. So we focused on triceps, back, and arms. Not back, triceps.
Biceps.
What else did he have been working on? Oh, chest. So, yeah, that was just surreal, just being there in there working out with him. But what?
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Finish what you're saying.
The other thing is this youngest one. He said something the other day, and I think yesterday morning, and I could not stop laughing.
Yeah, you done told this story so many times. I know it tickles you.
It's funny. I ain't told, like, I just told it to you and Mama.
I feel like I heard you tell it to one other person.
I got Amar up, and, you know, he's still doing his, no, he had already, he woke up by himself, and he went downstairs. So went downstairs to get him, and I'm like, getting him ready in the morning because I'm about to take him to daycare. So I'm like, come on, man. So get him up off the couch, and I said, man, you peed, because we put a diaper on him at night. I said, man, you peed in the bed. I said, you peed in your diaper. You ain't supposed to do that. He didn't say nothing. I said, why did you pee in your diaper? You supposed to go potty. He said, because you ain't let me out of my room last night.
He's like, because he was up there, is yours.
He was up there crying, and he does his thing when he don't want to go to bed. He just be, you know, up there crying. Daddy.
The same notes every time. It never changes.
No, then he goes down an octave. And he'll just he'll do
daddy,
that.
That dad is the same note. That ma,
yeah,
same note.
Mommy. That's funny in itself, but he'll say, "Cause you ain't let me out of my room last night."
He's like, "That's what you think." I had to pee on my in my diaper.
Where did
diaper.
He get this singing from? Oh well, shit.
That's such a stupid question.
It is. That was a dumbass question.
He be singing. I was going to.
I want some cereal and Sunny Bunny. What?
So irritating. Did you read the teacher review?
Nah. I ain't worried. On the phone?
No. It's been at the house. It's been in the kitchen.
I probably thought it was something for the twins. Nah.
They talk about he still doesn't know his letters. That's on us. Or recognize all of
his
numbers.
He's with them more than he is us.
Come on. And they were like, he plays well with others. However, when it's circle time, he is distracting and distractive. He talks to his friends and is basically doing silly things to kind of make people laugh and not pay attention. And I was like that reminds me of little Marcus in particular. I remember when he was in preschool, they were like, he's just, everything is like kind of a joke to him. He doesn't really, he doesn't take anything serious. And I was like, he is too.
Right.
Why would he? And they were like, also, like, there's certain words he doesn't recognize. When we ask him, what did he have for dinner? Like, he doesn't answer us. I said, because he does not know that word. We don't say, it's time to eat dinner. We say, come on and eat.
Right.
I was like, so ask him what he had for come on and eat. He might be able to tell you. I was like, that boy ain't never heard us use the word dinner.
Yeah, dinner, supper.
Yeah. I was like, it was only one of him.
Snacks. We don't say snacks. You want a cookie.
Right. You want some, get some chips. Get a piece of fruit. So yeah, I was like, that sounds just
I'm glad
like
I would have said that. If I'd known that, I'd have seen that teacher. I'm talking about today when you said this thing and somebody he still don't know his letters. Then what the hell are y'all doing? This is y'all's failure.
We supposed to help.
Yeah, we help, but what are they doing?
They doing something. Listen, they keeping him. That is enough for me right now.
Like the asses. There's one she always talks about, like, the time we get there. I told Angel, just like, oh, you know, oh, Omar, he slept a long time. He must have been up too late. Or she'll say, oh, Omar, you're here late today. I'm going to be like, he's here before you every day. So shut up.
They all say little passive-aggressive stuff, except for the older lady. She don't. She didn't.
I ain't heard nothing from the white girl. I have. That Latina one, though, I'm on. She gonna catch one right back.
The white one, she be passive-aggressive as hell. And I'm like,
what she be saying?
I'll tell you later. But I really want to be like, girl, if you don't shut up. I was like, but I'm also leaving my child with you, so I'm not about to give you no pressure like that unless I'm ready to move him. My Tank Sleep Pride story. So yesterday, picked up my eldest early, took him to his orthodontic appointment to have the brackets removed from his teeth for his Invisalign because he has finished his treatment. This is after me having to go back and forth. I could tell the orthodontist there yesterday was just sick of me because she had to deal with me the last time. And I was just frustrated with them because they didn't have accurate notes of our visits. And I was like, how come I've seen so many orthodontists? And because they're in mass half time, I don't know if I'm talking to who or what. And so they had, so apparently his original treatment plan, and I somehow missed it. We both did because I think we were both there when it happened. They wanted to put composites on his teeth at the end of his plan because little Marcus inherited from his mother really small teeth. However, unlike his mother, he will be the size of a man. And my teeth are even sized for a small for my mouth as a woman. So they wanted to put on the teeth right beside his canines on the inside, they wanted to put composites to fill up the space, which is like putting like cement on his teeth to make his teeth appear bigger. And I was like, no, he's 13 years old. He does not need to do that. I was like, if when he gets ready to leave high school, he starts to feel like self-conscious about it. He can do whatever he wants to when he is about to be an adult, a grown person. I was like, but not, I was like 13, absolutely not. So at the, when I realized this, when we got to that stage, they were like, okay, well, we just need to like shave off a little bit of his teeth to pull his teeth further in so his gaps can close more. Because of how small his teeth are, our teeth have to go, you know how they do like that? She was like, well, his front teeth are touching these front teeth. To pull them back even more, we just got to take out a little bit in between the two teeth. And I was like, she was like, it is not even noticeable, but it'll make a big difference. So I said, all right. So they do it. They pull his teeth in. Well, then when I go to this visit before last, they brought back the discussion of composites again. And I said, now, listen.
Yes, when you called me, it's like, what did y'all discuss? I was like, I didn't change nothing outside of what you said.
So they never put that in the notes to begin with. So they're going back to, they were like, his smile has closed up too much. We need to put space for composites. I was like, we're not doing composites. Why is that not in the notes? How many doctors have we seen? I was like, it's pissing me off. So anyways, they finally, dear God, they realized, oh, this woman is not playing with us no more. They were like, you know what? His smile looks great. Because that's what I was like, Marcus, are you happy with your smile? This is the appointment before last. He was like, yes. I was like, we're done.
Yeah. These are the same people that want to do a bunch of stuff to the twins' teeth. I'm like, they're losing these teeth. Why would we do anything to them?
So yesterday we got the brackets taken off. And, also so funny. I was asking about when we came up, when people didn't have clear braces, like when you got a retainer, you could opt for a permanent retainer.
A permanent.
They go, like my sister Melissa has a permanent retainer. It goes behind your teeth and it's still a wire. You just don't see it unless somebody is tilting their head down. You could do the retainers that pop in and pop out where there's like the little cute little metal that goes across your teeth. Mm-hmm. Or you can get the retainers that's just like the Invisalign. So they were like, okay, before we take off the brackets, let's discuss the retainer. And they were like, this is one set comes with your son's plan, and then we suggest purchasing four more. And I was like, well, let's discuss what retainers we're getting first. And they really thought that they weren't going to tell me all my options. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who do y'all think y'all looking at right now? They were like, well, because this is the one that our doctor recommends. I said, oh, that's good to know. Now tell me about the other ones. Mm-hmm. They were like, okay. And then they thought they won't catch me with the cost. Well, those are more expensive. Okay, that's good. And tell me about the other ones.
People kill me trying to, they kill me thinking they're going to catch you with a cost of something. I'm like, we was in Best Buy at that time, and that dude was like, well, this one's more expensive. We didn't ask you how expensive it was.
And we nor did we say cost is a huge factor in our decision making. I'm talking about, because they were like, well, you know, you'll have the four and, you know, he can travel, da, da, da. I said, towards the end of his treatment, he broke two of his trays. I said, so I'm more concerned with durability than I am with him losing them, because that's not been what he's done. Like, he might have lost them in the house, but he'd find them. What he has been doing is breaking them. I was like, so if the wire ones are going to be more durable, that potentially would be what I would want to do. So I ended up letting Marcus choose. But anyways, when he got them daggone brackets off and they had him rub his tongue across his teeth, like I could, yeah, he just kept on. He's like, oh my God. I said, oh, you about to be cheesing in everybody's face tomorrow. You're going to be answering questions.
You couldn't really see the brackets anyway.
I know, but for him.
Yeah, but for him it's a big deal. I could only imagine that having those off your teeth after having them on there for so long.
I said, oh, you going to be in there. He smiles with both his upper and lower teeth. He's like, I said, you going to be cheesing everybody's face. And he could not stop smiling. I was like, does it feel good? He's like, it feels strange. I was like, you happy with your smile? He's like, yeah. I was like, good.
He was smiling, struggling with the workout yesterday. What you smiling at?
Smiling at these weights. Let him get some of these pearly whites.
I knew a girl in middle school. She had a headgear.
Yeah, it'd be that bad sometimes. Strapped.
Her teeth wasn't that bad, though. Mm-hmm. She liked the tennis. She was the same one. She was on the football team.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. She was serious about it.
Never. Mm-hmm. What is that supposed to be?
No, it's like, she She was always a little different.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what's different and good, and we get it every week, is HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. You can get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door to make home cooking easy and fun. Y'all know the Tanksleys love HelloFresh. We actually, this week, I made these black bean, spicy black bean quesadillas with a, like, spicy, well, no, it wasn't spicy. It was like a lemon crema sauce. So it's like kind of like sour cream, but then I added some lemon juice to it, which is two of Kai's favorite things. So he was all up and through the, just the cream itself. I also made this really great, it was also a spicy pasta. It was, a tortellini. Is that the ones that are shaped like tubes? I can't remember the name of, I want to say it was tortellini, but it had zucchini in it. It had, fresh tomatoes in it, chives. I had a vegetable broth or, what's the other word? It's not broth. It's in cooking.
Stock.
Stock. Thank you. A vegetable stock. It was so delicious. When I tell you, my kids and my husband scarfed that down. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes leftovers get forgotten about in the house. We had a little bit of that pasta left. That pasta is now gone. The food is so good. Not only that, April is Earth Month, and HelloFresh is always committed to a cleaner planet. On average, HelloFresh meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint than the same meals from supermarket ingredients. Plus, nearly all HelloFresh packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S. And come on, guys, you can spend less time in the kitchen with quick and easy meals like HelloFresh Fast and Fresh Pineapple Chicken Tacos. Ooh, we haven't gotten there yet, but I want it. And falafel power balls, ready in 15 minutes or less.
We ain't got them power balls either.
I know, but I just want them chicken tacos. I love. Oh, I know why. Because we have a pescatarian plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
why.
I want all of it.
Go to HelloFresh.com/argue50.
Argue50.
And use code argue50.
Argue50.
For 50% off, plus your first box ships free. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/argue50.
Argue50.
And use code argue50.
Argue50.
For 50% off. Plus, your first box ships free. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right. So, a segment we have not done in a while that I'm going to let you get it all off your chest is Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take.
Tell them what Hot Tanksley Take is, baby.
Hot Tanksley Take is a segment that we do where Angel throws me something random.
Go ahead and talk.
And I had to make sure that was the right description.
Gee,
and I basically
like,
give my, I usually give my like or dislike about it. I go on a rant.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we've done this. Usually something random. I usually don't know what it is. Sometimes Angel throws me a curveball. Like, she'll give me something that she knows I hate. And she'll say, you got to speak positive about this. What do you like about it? Mm-hmm. Or she'll give me something that she knows I love.
Mm-hmm. And to make you talk
and
bad.
Tear it down.
We want to bring it back because it's going to be coming on tour with us.
It is.
And I won't be giving the topics.
Mm-mm.
Our live y'all audience will be. So y'all be able to stomp stump Tank or just give him the green light to tear some of the shreds that y'all been wanting to hear him tear to shreds.
The way most time it started off with me just tearing stuff to shreds, and it's so easy. It's so easy to not like stuff.
Oh, listen, the way they be wanting you to tear up things on TBTB, they be like, release the Kraken.
Yeah.
So, Marcus.
Everybody else is worried about image, and oh, we want them to invite us. Man, the hell with them people. They ain't going to invite us nowhere.
No, they said they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus,
what?
I want you to do your Hot Tanksley Tank take on me singing All of the Time. Tell me why you love it. Especially the intro. Go ahead.
You know, the reason.
Single them out, Vic.
The reason I love Angel's intro.
Oh, you know what else I should add to it? Let's make
no,
it
No, we
good.
Add nothing. No, it's no. Out.
Okay.
The door's closed.
Okay, the door is closed, but I got one in the holster for the next time.
The reason I love Angel singing her intro so much is because
make it believable, babe. This is a rant.
No,
this is a rant.
I'm giving a rant.
No, a rant has passion, Angel, behind it.
This is my segment.
It is, and I'm telling you, you're not doing your segment.
All right, shut up. The reason I love Angel's rants, intro so much is because it gives her an opportunity to introduce people of the butterfly explosion that she is. She's a ball of energy and personality, and that intro just lets you know exactly what you're going to get throughout the episode.
In my singing all the time.
And her singing.
All the time in general.
All the singing.
I'm a survivor.
No pun intended, music to my ears. Because it gives everyone else a chance to see the range that Angel has. She has a very wide range when it comes to singing. She can go up here, which is usually where she likes to stay.
Yeah!
But she also has a very beautiful, actually, this is not even just, a very beautiful, like, even tone, like, just when not trying. But she'd rather be up there doing that shit. But she has a very beautiful, like, even tone where it's just like, now that is actually, that will put you to sleep. It's so beautiful. It sounds like someone playing a harp. It's just like, oh, this is so nice. And, you know, it just gives, but she'd rather be doing that. It just gives, you know, and this is one of her talents. And what better world to live in than a world where you get to use your talents and do things that you love? And Angel loves to sing, and we love for her to sing because she loves doing it.
Yeah! Hot tanks, Lieutenant! Yeah! Yeah! Ooh, yeah!
What was the next damn subject, segment?
Good job, babe!
Now I'm going to tell you what turned me against singing.
No, that's
what I was going to start it off with.
No, let me tell you, the thing about Hot Tanksley Take, in order to make it
I was said I was going to talk about this before we even started the episode.
I know, and then I was going to let you do it, and then I was like, why? Why? That's not entertaining. What's entertaining is what just happened. You see that, babe? Let me hold your hand.
No.
Let me hold your hand. Okay, let's go to our next segment. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, rest in peace, headphone users. Yeah, sorry, I should have given you what's your face it. Okay, so our next segment is Take It or Tank It. This is where we are given a controversial parenting statement, and we tell you if we agree or don't agree. Our segment's controversial statement is, do as I say, not as I do. Do you take it or tank it? Taking it means you agree. Tanking it means you disagree. And I want to know for Patreon in the comments, what y'all thinking?
That's a loaded one. I think it depends. It's definitely, it depends. Do as I say, not as I do. The reason I say it depends is because when you're a parent, you are an adult and you are the parent. And when you're a child, you are a child. So no, as an adult, you can't, you can't do what I do.
Yeah.
Also, I have experience over you. So I know what I'm doing when I do the things that I do. And you can't just blindly go out there and do it just because you see me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is an understanding that parents need to get. Like, here's an example. I smoke cigars. And I have friends smoke cigars, and I have a friend that didn't want to be seen by their children of this person smoking a cigar. It's like, no, I don't let them know that I do this. I disagree with that statement. I don't do anything. I don't do anything that I'm afraid to let my son see me do, because I'm like, once they get in their early to, I don't want to blanket them from like, oh, me being someone that they don't even know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, other people know I smoke cigars, so why can't my family know? They know they can't do this, you know, and that's an understanding of, especially, you know, the older they get. Like little Marcus, he gets into college or something. You know what I'm saying? And it's like he's around people. They may be smoking other things. He's seen me smoke things. It was just like, well, I can bring this up to my dad because I've seen him. What's the difference between that and this? You know what I'm saying? So do as I say. I'll take it. I guess I have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it all depends. Now I can't be, you know, I can't be out here being, it's subjective because it's like, you can't be out here being reckless. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a teenager that's on the verge of driving and you driving like a fool through the city, speeding, running lights and being reckless and then tell them, well, don't do this. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're learning this from you. So they're about to be behind the wheel too.
So which way are you going? Take it or tank
it? I said it all depends. It's subjective. I said I'll take it.
Okay. I'm going to tank it. And I get to the point of age differentiation. However, I take the statement as do as I say, not as I do also applies to when I was your age, I was not doing these things. I'm not trying to be how can I put it? I'm not trying to be oblivious of how they feel at the age that they are and how I felt comparing the two, right? So I didn't drink when I was a teenager. So do I have those requirements on my son? Yes. If I was someone that was drinking as a teenager, I would have to completely fess up to that and be like.
But you said you're tanking it?
Tanking it, meaning do as I say and as I do. But I'm holding you to the standards of when I was your age.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, and it's not of course, because some people will pretend like, oh, don't have sex before you're married. But they were having sex before they were married.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's why I said that's it's all subjective.
So for me, I'm taking it as not so much about.
So you both too.
How am I both?
Go ahead, finish your statement.
I am taking it as I'm looking at you and I at the same age. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to pretend that the standards that I'm putting on you did not exist for me. So if I was not able to accomplish something, I'm not going to all of a sudden hold you to a higher standard just because I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Like if I was out here having all the sex in high school, while I might tell you, while I might give you the consequences of each, I'm not going to all of a sudden make you feel bad if you weren't able to accomplish something that I wasn't able to accomplish.
I feel like it's a giving because I feel like I was looking at it more of a literal, like, do as I say, not as I do. Child looking at an adult. Will you do this? So I should be able to do this. No, you can't.
Well, I'm about to hit that.
Go ahead.
And in some ways, I do feel like my behavior as an adult, if I actually truly stood by the statement the way, or stood by what I'm saying right now, the way I should, there would be less mistakes that I was making. Like if I were to get my ego out of the way, like obviously, you know, I tell the kids, like, don't be yelling at your brother. But I didn't do the same goddamn thing, right? So for me, I'm like, I am actually trying to get better at that because I'm like, I'm modeling a behavior, as you were talking about, I'm modeling a behavior that I have relied on as a disciplinary source that I'm then turning around and saying, well, you can't, you can't do that. So there are certain instances that I have used my adulthood to mask not being able to mass being able to do it while they shouldn't be able to do it.
I 100% agree with you, like dealing with your children on at the age that they are and understanding what they're going through, you know, and not painting yourself as a saint.
Yes. And I feel like that is what a lot of people have gone
through. Too many people do that
where you just like, oh, wait a minute, you did this at this age? Like the stuff that we find out about our parents after a certain age, the stuff that we know that our parents are hiding from us.
My parents was pearl clutching one day. I was telling them all stuff I used to do. I'm like, I know good and well y'all was doing that at work. Daddy, I done heard about you.
Yeah, yeah, no, truly. Even like we on Little Marcus right now about not use. He has to plug his phone up in my room every night. The main reason is because he won't fall asleep. Also, phone at night especially for a young, not fully formed mind, and sometimes a fully formed mind, is truly a devil's playground. Mm-hmm. But I have him bring his phone mainly because I want him to go to sleep. Right. And if he has that phone as a distraction, he'll stay up. So one of the things I have gotten a lot better at is once I get in the bed, I've been trying to plug up my phone, except for the weekends, which he also is allowed to have his phone on the weekends later. I try to plug up my phone, put it face down, and not go back to it so that I can allow myself to actually go to sleep, mm-hmm. where that wasn't the case before. I would be however long I felt like scrolling until I fell asleep and the phone fell on my face. So there are certain things. The reason why I say tank it overall, even if I'm like you and I'm like, you know, some things are subjective, I feel like there's a standard that as adults, we don't hold ourselves to that we do as far as in manners, as far as in good habits, we try to hold our kids to. Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's subjective. I can't just pick one.
Yeah. Okay. Let us know if you tank it or take it. All right. And before we go to our main topic today, let's go ahead and knock out our last sponsor who we've worked with several times and are so happy to be able to work with today. This episode is sponsored by, BetterHelp. So as you grow in life, you'll realize you're evolving, is what I should say. You are becoming not a fully different human being, but the getting to know yourself part of life is ever changing. And that's because life experiences happen. We interact with different people that kind of shift our some of the beliefs that we've had. So as crazy as it may sound, getting to know yourself is a constant activity. Well, BetterHelp believes, just like we do, that having a licensed therapist to help guide you through that process will make it so much better. I know with me having a therapist, there are so many things that I have learned about myself in the year that I've been with her. I've learned how I deal with stress and why I deal with it that way. I learned why some obstacles to try to get to goals are there, and find out that some of them I set there myself and didn't even realize. And having these conversations and having her guide me through it is the only way I was able to make these realization moments, these aha moments, right? And this journey of self-discovery has been just so much more rewarding. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime at no additional cost. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
Thank God we've done a lot of BetterHelp ads because it was not loading for the first half of my ad read. I was like,
oh,
I think I know where this goes. and I did. I gave y'all all the good nuggets for that ad. Okay, so let's go to our main topic of the day.
I like your nails, by the way. I keep seeing them.
You do?
And that's a bad habit I have. I'll see something, I'll think it, but not say it, and Angel needs to hear it.
Let me tell you, more than anything. So y'all know my love language is words of affirmation. Marcus's and Victory's both are physical touch. Victory's is more an aggressive physical touch. She prefers it. She loves it, actually. She asks for it every day. And sometimes I'm like, Victory, I'm so touched out. And she was like, no, give me more hugs. It looks weird when she's asking for it because most of the time it's like she's pushing me. But It's because she wants to make contact with me as well. If you're listening for the first time, Victory is our assistant and niece who it helps us on our podcast days and toggles the cameras and loves physical touch. So if you ever meet her, don't even say hi. Just hug her from behind and whisper into her ear, I love you. When she starts crying, know that it's her connecting with the Lord and you at the same time. Okay, so today's main...
I'm trying to figure out how that got directed solely towards you.
What?
But I was like, I like your nails. You know, Victory. I was like, where the hell is this going?
No, you talked about, you said, I have to hear that I like my nails. And then I was like, yeah, oh, it's my love language.
I just didn't expect it to pick up speed down that road and not turn back.
It's turning back.
All right, come on.
Our main topic for today is parenting expectations versus reality. So, babe, what did you expect parenting to be like when before, like when you were in your early to mid 20s before we actually became parents, but you knew that you would eventually become a parent? What were you expecting it to be like?
Honestly, I can only go off of what it's been like. I had no, I think this might be a lot of men. I don't know though. I had no expectation. I didn't have a thing of, oh, I'm going to do this, going to be like this, going to do that. The only thing I did expect is I expected to have boys and girls or a boy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big difference. Because I did, although I wanted a boy first, I did always want a girl. So we've talked about like letting that go and how that's more painful than what you would think.
So it's more so like having, is there anything like in your experience of like how you actually parent?
I realize that I am a lot like my parents. And as I have experience with my own kids now. I have matured and wised up. Some of the things that I feel I try to do better by my kids than I feel like my parents did by me. Not that they did bad by any means, yeah. But I know from, you know, just being around technology, being in a later generation, I know like my dad was strict coming up. I understand now as an adult why he was strict. Mm-hmm. Naturally, I'm a little more strict. But I try not
than
to be.
Than him or a little more strict than?
No, naturally, I'm a little more strict.
Than most
because,
parents.
Yeah, than most parents because that's how I grew up. And I understood where we were living, the upbringing my dad had. He was like, I'm not letting y'all do all the stuff that I was around. And we was in neighborhoods. It was kind of a neighborhood where that definitely could have went down.
Mm-hmm.
So me, you know, developing as a father, understanding, oh, I don't have to be as strict. And my kids aren't me.
Yeah.
Because I, even though I was quiet, I would fight because I would get bullied.
Yeah.
Then I got like, especially at a younger age, I had that temper on my dad's side, short fuse on my mom's side. How that melted together in this little quiet, shy kid. And the quiet, shy kid got picked on and it didn't take much for me to snap. Mm-hmm. So that was one of those things of, you know, making sure mainly my dad making sure it's like, hey, what's going on? Are you the cause of this? You know, mm-hmm. keeping things in order and in line. But then they realized I wasn't. People would just pick on me. But that's the thing I have to say. Like, there wasn't an expectation. It's just me learning and the experiences that I had so far and the realizations that I had coming up with my parents and then now being a parent.
Yeah. I think for me, there's so many things. To your point at the very top, you know, I always wanted a house full of girls. That's what I thought I would have. I wanted a boy more for the sake of my husband, but not that I felt like I needed to experience being a boy mom. So to not have any girls, I feel like I've finally gotten to a place where I have fully come to grips with it. I've mourned these imaginary daughters. Or daughter, hell, I would have been good with one. I have mourned that, and so I've let that go, and I'm excited to see with what my boys are growing up into. So that was a huge, huge thing, because I think, or maybe it's just me, I think as a woman who knew she was going to be a mom, I wanted to see a better version of myself. Mm. Like to give birth to that and to put so much in her that I could see how she was a better version than me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, cause I was like, oh, she gonna have a daddy and a mommy?
Maybe that's how you pulled a baby out of coochie.
Ah, she's gonna have a daddy and a mommy. I'm like, she's gonna be the best. So I don't have a boy version of like myself, meaning I never, even though I'm a very independent woman, I have never thought of myself as a man. I've never been confused on that of like, and what, however you want to take that. I'm not going to try to define to you what I mean so you can take it however you want it. But I was never confused on the fact that I am a woman and what that means in society and what it meant to me. So, and the same thing when I was a girl. While gender was not something that I thought about on a daily basis, I also was not concerned with what boys were doing. I was concerned about what I wanted to do, right? Mm-hmm. So for my boys, it is, I'm having to do so much more discovery as a parent because I am so out of the loop on what it means to be a boy. Mm. So I don't think that discovery part was in the plans for me, because it was just like, if I have a girl, then you are just like me, but you're just going to be a better version. Yeah. That's what it is in my mind.
Yeah. Do you think it would have been discovery mode regardless? Because, yes, you would have had a girl. She would have been a lot like green. You got boys that are a lot like you, but it's still not you.
I'm saying what I thought. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I thought I was going to have a girl, there was nothing for me to discover in my head. I know you're going to get a period.
No, I'm saying in the reality.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Or either I would have been so arrogant as a mother, I just wouldn't have cared about discovering her. I could have been completely trashed to her and been like, no, you're like me.
Better help. Would have come to the rescue regardless.
Like, for real. Yeah, but you know, Alicia, my daddy.
How you going to tell me?
My daddy, Martin Luther
King. How was you before you?
Alicia, my daddy, Martin Luther King, died before I was born, so I didn't get to know him like that. So I didn't have a daddy. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me tell you what. Both Cy and Kai made pictures of, drew pictures of Martin Luther King.
Yes.
You understand me? And Angel said, oh, they drew pictures. You drew pictures of your granddaddy, Martin Luther King. She was joking.
Yes.
When I look at these pictures, they look just like my daddy.
They look like his biological, like
my actual Nathaniel Anthony Tanksley Sr.
Yeah.
They look just like him. And I was like, no, it actually is a goddamn granddaddy. Yeah.
I framed
it was the weirdest thing ever. When she said it, I was like, she's silly. And then I look, I was like, nigga, that look like daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he used to go to work and wear a tie and stuff to work.
So we framed them up real nice and they're hanging up in their room now. The self-discovery, like I'm constantly mining information from them to try to get to know them. The other thing is I feel as though outside of my mother not being able to come to school as often as I would have liked her to be a volunteer parent, I always thought that was the only way I wanted to change up how she parented me.
Mm-hmm.
So the strictness, I was like, absolutely. The you getting your butt whooped if you act up, I was like, period, on that. The got to know where you are at all times, all of that. I've realized there's a lot more ways that in which I want to tailor my parenting. Mm-hmm. And that's the evolution is happening currently as I've begun to tailor.
Oh, yeah. My evolution started long ago when Marcus was, you know, 2, 3, mm-hmm. and I'm still going through it.
Yeah. I feel like mine, I don't know if it was after the twins, something there. I have softened as a parent some. And it's because, you know why? Because that's me discovering them. I'm realizing it's going to be easier for me to get things out of them I soften up. Mm-hmm. So I have softened a lot just because I want to get in there as much as possible.
Yeah. It's weird. Just, I know I've talked about this before. It's weird seeing, not so much Amara, but Marcus, Sai, and Kai, seeing four different sections of my personality.
Yeah.
Because they all different. We don't have a child that's a lot like the other one. But seeing like Marcus, I see my personality in him.
Yeah.
Like the quiet, the to yourself. That was me most of my childhood. Kai, extremely analytical. Sai, emotional sometimes. Like I see all of that.
Your temper infused, it just now comes out as tears.
Yeah. When it was, he was Amara's age, it came out as anger. Now it comes out as tears. Which mine would come out as anger and tears, especially when I would get into fights. Mm-hmm. I'd be over snotting, crying, and swinging.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I think pairs up well that my expectations and what I've experienced is that I absolutely love being a mom. And I know this is not everybody's journey, and there's some people who mourn the life they had before kids, and their life is so full of anxiety because of it, and they, you know, hate it. And I pray they find a safe space in order to be able to get all of that out. When I tell you I love being a parent, I love being able to pour into these boys. I love being able to surprise them. I love being able to find the best opportunities for them. I love seeing them learn life lessons and help them navigate them. I love being able to nurture certain friendships and help push them away from other mm-hmm. friendships.
Yeah.
I literally, it is a hard job, but y'all know I've never shied away from hard work. And I'm going to use the word I feel sorry for people who don't enjoy it, even though that sounds like I'm pitying them. But the reason why I feel sorry is because I wish everybody could feel the same joy I get. And this is not for show. It's not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't think of, other than maybe this being scared that I'm going to die in the hospital, as far as in when I was giving birth, and possibly some of the pregnancy journey. I'll give you that. I can't think of a time where I've hated or disliked being a parent.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like, even when I couldn't find babysitters for events and then had to stay at home. I've more so hated that I didn't have the type of community that I would have had if I was back home.
Yeah.
But it didn't make me hate the situation of being a parent.
Yeah, I ain't hated nothing about it. I've disliked phases. Like Marcus, when you would leave, remember how you would like scream.
You had it tough the way the kids responded
terror,
to you.
Yeah.
For the top.
The first three, they were, anytime Angel was gone, they would be horrible. Like Marcus, he would go into these fits to where I would literally have to just hold and restrict him, let him try to squirm and scream, let him exhaust himself, and he would just pass out from exhaustion. And then he would wake up, smell, see Angel wasn't around, start screaming again. And it seemed like he could hear her truck turn on the block. Like, literally, I could be on the phone with her. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm turning on the street now. He would start calming down. Like, he knew her energy was close. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this fool been yelling and screaming for 2.5-3 hours. And I'm doing everything outside, walking him around, trying everything. It's like, are you sleeping? Are you hungry? Nah, he just won't be real. Twins, too, they all did it. Amar didn't. But the mother three, they would get, I'm like, you want to do this a fourth time? But that was just like a small phase. That's that past, that wasn't even that 6 months. That was like after 6 months, and there's like a period they all did that, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to give this man hell.
They just really were like, my safety net is gone, and I don't know what the hell you about to do. I mean, like, none of my kids were criers for me. The only one who does that now is Amar, but he's doing it to be manipulative. My last meeting with my Mama Likes mentees, I had him with me bad mistake. Amar knows when I'm trying to be productive, and he will do his best to interrupt that and do it in a way that it's, he knows it's like a harder for me to like tune him out. And sometimes I want to punch him, but I still love being his mom.
he's definitely the only child that has come even close to him as far as crying was Sai. But Amar, he's definitely.
Sai, not Kai? You remember how Kai.
No, used... Kai, he wouldn't. When he did cry, it wasn't getting under control anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I feel like Sai cried more often.
Oh, I thought he seemed like.
You remember, like, baby. Even in this house, Sai would. Remember, he used to do the.
I can only remember Kai's obnoxious cry.
Oh, yeah. Kai had the ugliest cry. I mean, it was like you take a gargoyle troll hybrid and make it yell and scream. Like, Kai had the worst cry. It was just like, I can't even feel bad for you right now, man. Just get away from me.
Oh, my God.
But that Amar, it's like, you know what?
Yeah. So, yeah, right now, I feel like I got it under wraps or however, under control. That's what it was. The stage that I don't have a real concept of where I sit in that is as they move out of our house and become adults. I really have not envisioned other than the mother and son dance.
That's it. Might be part of that generation they don't be wanting to leave.
And I'm going to tell you what, right now in my body, I don't think I'm going to be too mad about it. If they stay.
I think you will.
I might be a little irritated, but I'm pretty sure that if they needed it in order to really get on their feet and to feel confident to go in the world,
yeah,
I'm not going to be mad about that.
But if you in the house, them in and out doing their thing, and you get me and three other fools my size. You're like, it's too much in here.
I'll just be like, we got to get a bigger house. That's really what it's going to be.
It's too much.
Not even
before Mar get up there. It's just like, once he's up there, it's like, all right, you still good with this? Now, I think it'll be me at this point. Look, I don't want y'all around me
I think it's going to be you. I'm going to be like, what y'all want to eat?
Like, you know how the male lion has to kick the older cubs out? Like, hey, look, I can hear all y'all peeing. It's getting out. Get your own place.
Okay. It's fine.
Y'all parking in my spot.
Yep.
Sitting on my spot in the couch.
I'm be grinning. Like your mama do anytime y'all come there. Looking like she can't see. Just sitting there. Jesus. Yeah, I don't know what it's supposed to look like when I am a parent to an adult. Like, I see our parents, like, they're doing it, but also be looking like they fumbling around.
Now they fumbling.
And I'm like, what? Like, we were
kids. They seem like they had it under control. Now it's grown. It's like, what did you forget as a adult?
Yeah, I hope that I feel the reciprocation of some of the love that we've poured into them. I hope they allow us to be a part of their adult life. Not in a meddlesome way, but like,
yeah.
Like, we want our mothers to be a part of our
right.
life.
Right. And I think it starts with the environment. Like, I have friends that have kids, and I can see that distance. Even as young kids, I can see them, their kids being adults and there being a distance, like not wanting the way we like being around each other.
Yeah.
Like, other than both of our oldest, your older sister, my oldest brother, not oldest, they are the more aloof.
The thing is, my sister spends a lot of time with my mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't spend a lot of time with her siblings.
Right. Well, now.
Yeah.
Because you said when you were older, you didn't see her that much, right?
Yeah, now she spends.
Coming up.
Oh,
like, it's different. But like coming up, like my brother, he was older, so he was always like out with his friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not around as much. But we still like very close knit family.
Yeah.
I think my sister, she would sew her hip to mama's hip if she could.
That's beautiful. And and obviously, you know, hoping that we get to be around our grandkids if they give us grandkids on purpose or by accident. I really do want to be an active grandparent that spoils the living crap out of her
grandkids.
Piss
them off, boy. Oh, they're going to be mad.
That first girl. Now, see, they're going to have to be good, though. I can't have badass grandkids and think you're going to be spoiled. I will. Will feel, you know how.
family or not, boy, girl, it don't matter. You got to be good.
Yes, but I think if my sons can really get that into their children's heads, if they act a mess with their parents, that's fine. But when you in, either they're going to call me Cookie or Sugar, when you in her house, you yes ma'am in, you no ma'am, no sir, yes sir, you ain't, don't think you gonna be cussing or talking strong to me, you gonna have the world. Mm-hmm. That living trust can be changed, okay? And you can get more or less. And I will be that petty to be like, oh no, that rat bastard of a grandchild was rude. You get $50.
I got younger cousins and one was saint and nice and act like the guy since the other one was an asshole. I'm like, you ain't getting nothing here. Go get this from me. You get yourself something too. Don't give your brother it.
Okay. Well, we had a lot of good questions come in for the second to last segment, which is Tank Our Advice. Hey, oh, So I'm not sure. Let's see which one. I mean, we had so many good ones. Okay, we'll figure out which one. I'm going to read all of them, and then we'll figure out which one we'll answer. Nisha Grant asks, do you plan on teach?
Nisha, what's happening?
What do you plan on teaching them the most? What? I think because it got cut off. What do you plan on teaching them that most boys, sorry, I can't read, that most boys don't get a chance to learn? Did you ever consider adopting at any point, specifically adopting a girl? That is from OMG High 95. Dr. Alicia Cheek she said she just got back from her first family vacation last week. They had fun, but it was intense between my son being all over the place and my husband and I having a lot of tension. What tips do you have for family vacations to make sure the kids have fun and are behaved and the parents aren't at each other's throats? And then, hold on, I think we have a couple more. I see it helps when we give them a specific genre to ask questions in. Thank y'all. These questions are great. Joseph asked, did you both know that you were going to be great parents before you had kids? Do you have any pre-parental fears going in? And then the last question is from That Sizzle. Who do you predict will be the first to give you all grandbabies? Which one you want to answer?
Pick one. You want to go with the one that goes with the topic, or you want to do something different?
They all go with the topic.
Well, one went specifically, like, what fears?
Did we know we were going to be good parents, and what fears did we have? Is that the one that you're saying?
I don't know. They all good. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm a great parent yet. We go with that one. I'm hoping I am. I won't know until my sons are in therapy as adults. Mm-hmm. I wish I could determine the role I play in their story. I hope I'm not the villain. That's my only prayer.
Yeah.
I hope that I am not the villain or their enabler. That's my only fear now. And that wasn't a pre-fear. That was a fear once I became more aware of, mm-hmm. Oh, you actually had the intention that this was helpful. But now how I am processing it, you are the reason I can't do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
what you're saying.
I don't know if I'm a great parent. I feel like today they would tell me that it is when they get adults and can like really process that I'll find out.
Me, I feel like I'm a great parent. I don't feel like that they feel like I'm a great parent. But my goal is to make sure they are they are getting taught, getting wisdom, and being in a safe environment. So whether they think I'm a great parent, I care about, but not as much. I want to keep them safe, and I want them to get as much knowledge from me and wisdom from me as possible. And hopefully that will translate to them being grown men, and they understand, oh, no, he was actually on top of it.
That they'll be able to get what you were going for.
Right.
Yeah.
Do I think that they think I'm the greatest? Nah, probably not. They'll tell me yes, but I don't know. I doubt it.
I would say, and real quick, we'll quickly answer Nisha's too. What do you plan on teaching the boys that most boys don't get a chance to learn? For me, I like pushing them into areas that they, this is why I don't know what I'm going to be in their story, areas that they might not have even shown interest in. So the boys are playing piano. It turns out, like, little Marcus, he really isn't into it. Kai is kind of. Sai, I watch, and he goes and practices. Mm-hmm. He's really getting into it. Amar, I tried to record it, but once I started recording it, he started switching up.
Yeah, you have to do it on the slide.
He taught himself how to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and he made me come see. And I was trying to fix one of his notes, and then after that, he just started playing something different. I was like, ah, my gosh! Because I was like, this is getting posted, you little genius. But, like, because I mentioned that I wanted to go back to take tap class on Here's the Thing, a Emmy-winning choreographer was like, I want you to come to my house and take classes on Sunday. Like, that's something I would love the twins to get to experience. I don't think Lil Marcus might like it, but I think the twins would actually enjoy. It's a way to make sound, and it's a way for them to increase their rhythm. So I think opening the world to them in ways specifically that Black boys, unless they show a strong interest, don't really get to do, will be the thing. And then maybe like some sewing. Like, I got them these little sewing kits for Easter that make, one makes a taco and the other one makes an avocado. So they're going to learn some like sewing basics here soon. You got an answer for it?
What do I plan on teaching my sons that most
boys don't know?
Don't know. I can't really think of something I would teach them that I can say most boys don't know.
Or don't learn.
Yeah, because I like they're not into like cars and stuff or anything like being mechanically inclined. I want them to be able to hold their own, but I feel like I know guys that I grew up with were taught that by other people. And I feel like even now, like I know guys that got shops and got their sons, younger kids out there. So it's not one thing, but I definitely want them to be comfortable just being them. I feel like we do a good job of Marcus, of like not caring what the crowd is doing, not caring what's popular, but doing what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And he's definitely held on to that pretty strong. The twins, not so much. I feel like they could be possibly more followers than leaders. Mm-hmm. Not to say Marcus is specifically a leader, but he ain't going to be no follower either. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want the twins and Amar to get to that point too. Like, you ain't got to be no leader, but you ain't got to go with the crowd. Do you?
Oh, and the biggest thing that I'm teaching them that I don't think most boys are taught is what is consent and what it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Well, yeah, I was definitely going to say that too. I was thinking that at the top. Yeah, what's consent, what's not, what it truly mean. And actually, I see this taught more from single moms teaching their sons than I do actual fathers of what it is to be an actual gentleman.
Oh, Marcus be loving the chivalry.
Yeah, chivalry ain't dead. Just people don't know how to look for it no more.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with if they ain't no gentleman, I'm okay with it just as long as you understand what a yes actually looks like and what a no looks like in all areas, not just sex. All right. Our comment of the week comes from Miss Kate 08. She commented on our last podcast, Got Me Feeling Good. She says, this makes me teary-eyed. I've been posting and watching all the promos and the first episode, everything, Angel is so deserving of this and more. This is amazing. Last week's episode had a lot to do with Black Lady Sketch Show premiering and Saturday. So thank you guys so much for your support and for all the lovely comments. There were several comments like that in underneath that video. So I feel all the love. Thank you so much. Tell them where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Check out the scented and unscented versions. And you can also find me on my other podcast called Let Us Tell It on Tanksley TV on YouTube. Make sure you go over there and follow, subscribe, or whatever it's called. And
You can find me at That Chick Angel across pretty much every single platform. You can watch me on a Black Lady Sketch Show season 4. We have new episodes that stream every single Friday for 6 weeks, both on HBO and HBO Max. And also a huge shout out to the How Married Are You podcast with Belief and Yvette Henry. They are offering our listeners a discount to their e-course that they have. All this mucus. And it's on relationships. It's helping people who are either married or wanting to get married. And we have an amazing gift for you all. If you use code TANKSLEY50, you get $50 off. So make sure you guys check that out, because they are an amazing couple. And it's great. Like, it's like premarital counseling. You know what I'm saying? Also, please rate and review us on Apple or wherever you're listening. It makes us more discoverable. And I think that's it. That's about all. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, guys. Oh, Mama Likes is about to have some new products coming out. So keep your eyes open. Okay. Bye.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah.